Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
We all have areas of our life that we'd like to change. Maybe you're feeling particularly stuck this time of year when we're going from one season to the next. It's a good time to look inside and see how we are feeling and what we'd like to change. So I'm thrilled, and so is Andrea, to have Alita St. James, internationally acclaimed author of Life Shift, Let Go and Live Your Dream. She's been described as the Indiana Jones of the soul. Love that title. Hi, Alita.
Love that too.
Hi. I love that title too.
Yeah, it's really great. Okay, so I want to know, Miss Indiana Jones of the soul, how did you get into this way of thinking in the first place and getting in touch with yourself and helping others?
Well, I realized that when you realize your dreams, we're all taught, and with fairy tales and commercials, that once you get the thing that you want, that everything's supposed to be clear sailing. Well, nothing is further from the truth, because what I realized is that life is a continuum. And that once you get something that you really want very, very much, like when I had my children, I really wanted them so much, and I gave birth at 57, I thought, all right, you know, this was like, there couldn't be anything more challenging than this. And what I found out was that was really far from the truth, because just bringing up the children, and then my son has is high-functioning Asperger's, so that put in a whole other spectrum of things I needed to deal with. So with my work, with Life Shift, it's all about being grounded and centered in spiritual practices, dealing with the nutritional elements of your body, releasing the emotional and mental blocks that are negative and imprints that we have in the subconscious and even in our conscious minds, so that we can align with our higher spiritual self in terms of constantly manifesting the next, you know, phase of our lives and what we need to create. And so that's what a life shift for me is about. It doesn't stop with gaining, you know, everything that you want. It's a continuum.
Now, I like what you said, Alita, about, you know, working on the emotions. And what do you recommend to people, and what are ways that they can? Because I think for a lot of people, they may not realize that the emotions are what's holding them back or what's causing certain diseases or whatever it is. What do you say to people, or I guess to bring them, to enlighten them?
Well, the thing that's really important, and I talk about this in my book a lot, about the four bodies and the emotional body, is so it's imprinted in every cell of our body from our subconscious mind. So what you might feel in terms of the hurts and the rejections at the moment also trigger back to episodes that happened in your life, you know, when you were 6 years old, 2 years old, 1 year old, you could be in the womb. Now, how do you get in touch with that? Well, what you do is, the important thing is to be really honest with yourself and say, what am I looping on? Am I looping on I'm not good enough, or victimization of poor me, you know, when things happen? Do I feel like I'm the one that always gets rejected? Am I rejecting myself? You know, do I criticize? Am I hypercritical about myself and really not loving myself? Well, if I am, then I have an emotional block against myself. And usually these negative imprints and feelings come from fear. So if there's two emotions that we have, which is really basically fear and love, which is A Course of Miracles talks about that, then you want to say, all right, when I have this feeling, you know, it would be great to go to an energy healer or a therapist, even a primal therapy session, just so that you can get into what those subconscious feelings are. But on the day-to-day, when that's not available, you want to breathe and just ask yourself, like you would ask your child, like, what are you feeling? I'm feeling like nobody loves me. I'm feeling like I can't get ahead. I'm feeling like this is never going to change. And whatever that feeling is, you say, okay, this is a feeling. It's not a fact. And then you think of gold light, because I use a lot of light in my healing sessions, because light connects to the source of God, the universe, all there is. And if people are connecting more to angels than to the idea about the God of their understanding, that works as well. as long as you're moving into something higher than our physical self. And when you connect in there, and that, call it in life shift, the field of love, the field of intention, you bring that cosmic energy of unconditional love down into yourself with gold light. That's transformational energy. And then you place it in your heart chakra, which is right between your breasts. And then you feel the feeling of, I'm not good enough or I can't win. And you hold it for the count of five with the breath. And then you release it. And you feel like you're releasing it into the universe. And then you do that until all of a sudden it feels like it's neutral. And once it becomes neutral, then you want to put the positive energy there. So you want to start to imagine and focus on being loved and solving the situation or the conflict that you're in. Like if it's a financial problem, that the money is coming in and you see the bills being paid. And then you focus on that energy as if it's already happened, and you breathe that in and you allow yourself to imagine that and hold that thought for the count of five until that becomes really strong. And then all of a sudden you see you're shifting. What you're feeling about yourself is actually shifted. How you're seeing the world and the possibility through a challenge, you know, you're looking at opportunity rather than, you know, the biggest destruction you've ever dealt with in your life. So you're moving into that life-shifting ability on a day-to-day basis as if, you know, that becomes a way of life. And when you do that, then again, you're not afraid of coming on. You're not afraid of those emotional hurts and fears because you know you can shift them into something higher, which is love. And you want to feel that love vibration because that love vibration is the vibration that heals. That's the vibration that goes out into the universe, can heal cancer, can heal dysfunctional families, can heal your own wounding from childhood. But you have to be able to receive the self-love and the cosmic love from a higher source. And that's all about clearing out the negative energies and allowing yourself to connect into that field of love and receive it.
Yeah, I really like that, especially that you can do it by yourself, basically. I mean, it's nice to have somebody guide you, but like you're saying, if you're having all these emotions come up, if you do this daily and bring that golden light in, and even just the deep breathing. Now, we have about 1 minute left. I'd love for you to just, is there anything you wanted to make sure you said about life shift in this segment, Alita?
Yeah, well, the fact of the matter is you can change your life. I'm 60, going to be 67 years old, and I'm constantly growing and changing. I don't have a problem with, you know, low energy. And the reason why I have more energy now than when I was 30 or 40, I don't get burnt out.
That's great.
Because I don't get stuck in a trauma or a situation or a challenge, like the challenge of my child with Asperger's, you know. It's a challenge every day. But if you renew yourself and keep going into possibility and bringing in the light, then everything becomes like a miracle. You're creating magic. And it's not that you don't have the down days, but you know you can always shift them and manifest what your true intentions are.
So I love that you said that. Yeah, no, I love that you said that. And I think that's important, is not getting stuck in those old emotions and working through them, because it's that being stuck that's what holds us back. But we're out of time for today, Alita. But what I want to do is, how could people find you? I know that they can find you on Twitter at Alita St. James, which is ST James, and on Facebook, friend/Alita St. James. Do you have a website as well, really quickly?
Yes, Alita, STJAMES.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Alita. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.